This is Dan Riley for Sports Talk. With football season over, I wanted to revisit the past of Fox's football coverage. If you grew up in an NFC city like me, you've heard that theme music every Sunday during the fall for decades now. But you might not know how or why Fox wound up broadcasting NFL games. The first Fox NFL Sunday pregame show aired in 1994. I was just 4 years old. Fox was starting out as a network back then, and it needed legitimacy. It wasn't going to have that simply by airing The Simpsons every week. They figured the right to broadcast NFL games would change all that. Back then, if you wanted legitimacy on television, you put a show, or a sports broadcast, for that matter, on CBS, ABC, or NBC. That was it. Fox figured they would wind up on par with those three stations if they got the right to broadcast NFL games. The network wouldn't just focus on players as players, but as people too. You have to understand that since the 50s and 60s, pregame shows didn't do that. Fox changed all that. David Hill, the owner of Fox Sports, concluded, along with Rupert Murdoch, that they were going to allow people working at Fox Sports to inform the audience about players' lives off the field. That didn't happen. And it actually caused more people to tune into NFL games starting in the 90s. They also decided that also taking an entertainment spin on the NFL would make the pregame show more fun. It would be less dead serious, because after all, football was a game. That was a big deal and a welcome change from other pregame shows. Fox would go with the futuristic robot look because when they started broadcasting games, the NFL's 75th season was underway. So as a result, people were curious about the future of the sport. And so you have this very, very futuristic technological look with robots. And of course, they've kept a similar on-air roster of talent since. Other shows simply, until the 90s, had pregame shows that treated the sport like life or death, as I mentioned. It's been some 30 years since Fox first started broadcasting NFL games. As I mentioned, it saved Fox from missing out on legitimacy as a network. Fox Sports has changed things. Now NFL games, and other sporting events for that matter, aren't treated like life or death, but but for what they are, a game. We focus on that because of Fox, that this isn't life or death, and we need to be entertained, not just focus on the games. That's a welcome change. If you're like me, you grew up watching Fox NFL Sunday, and going forward, we should be happy about the changes Fox made. Heck, they even brought in the idea of putting the score of a game up on the screen to sports television. That didn't happen before. The changes Fox Sports made to football cannot be taken for granted. And going forward, we should certainly hope they don't miss out on a new deal to broadcast NFL games. In the end, the changes Fox NFL Sunday made to football broadcasts have been taken for granted. And the 30 years they've been broadcasting have brought together many, many wonderful memories. This is Dan Riley for Sports Talk. Thank you for tuning in, and so long.